So we started doing last. We finished discussing Kuti last week. A very fascinating chapter. And now we want to begin another interesting chapter, and that is the topic of Mumar. Mumar is broken up into different types of Mumrim. Again, I think I mentioned last week, it's like profiles of Avaryanim that we're doing. But these profiles are, I think, eye-opening, meaning they provide a window into understanding so much, I think, about Avodas Hashem. So it's not that we're focusing on the negative, you know, we're trying to understand better, you know, what the mechanics of, you know, of being a proper Oved Hashem is really all about, one could say. Okay, so we'll see if that's true. You'll let me know if that's true. Okay, so the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, just to background, which we started last week, but get to the background again. Now I want to talk about the fundamental problem. When the Gemara is still searching for a proper interpretation of the Mishnah, and the Gemara had already suggested the question of Kuti, there are some issues with Kuti. So Rav Ashi, this is on the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, made the suggestion that maybe, instead of Kuti, maybe we're talking about a Mumar L'Te'avon, meaning the Shochet is a Mumar L'Te'avon. There are circumstances under which that Shechita will be L'Chatchila, and there are circumstances in which it will be B'diav. That's to explain the Mishnah, Hakol Shochtin U'Shechita Sancher. So what are those? So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, this is four lines up from the bottom of the page, on Gimel Amud Aleph. You'll see this whole sugya spans from Gimel to Vav. So Rav Ashi Amar Hachiktani, Hakol Shochtin, Afilu Yisrael Mumar. Even a Yisrael Mumar can be a Shochet. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mumar Lamai. Right? What is he a Mumar with respect to? Oh. Lechol, says the Gemara, Nevelos Lete Avon, Ukidarava. We're talking about a Mumar who is somebody, right, who when he, you know, has the appetite for it, meaning l'te'avon, you know, that he will, he'll eat non-kosher food, right? If he's hungry, and that's what's available, and we'll see in a moment what the parameters of that are, but, you know, if he has a choice, you know, he's within easy access, certainly, of kosher food, of Basar Shakut, for example. So then we have the principle, as we'll soon see, of Lo Shavak Hetera V'Ochal Isura. He's not going to ignore, right, Heter, right, to violate any. He's not a bad guy. He's not a terrible person. He's not Lachis, right? But, and also, you know, he's not a Tzaddik either. That's one of the things we want to examine. What exactly is he? And therefore, when you know, he's pushed in terms of his self-discipline, self-restraint, then he will violate the halacha. That's called a mumar l'te'avon. In this case, since we're talking about shechita, we're talking about a mumar lechol nevelos l'te'avon. So the Gemara says, ukedarava, this is in accordance with the view of Rava. D'amar Rava, Yisrael mumar ochol nevelos l'te'avon. When you have a Yisrael who's a mumar l'te'avon, Bodek sakin v'nosein lo. If you shech the shechita knife and it's not pagum, meaning there's no downside, it's easy for him to go ahead with the shechita because the knife, you know, is acceptable, right? Just as easy to shech the behema properly as improperly, right? If he didn't have the right knife and he had to sharpen it, you know, that might take a long time. Or if he had to go out and acquire a different one, that might take a long time. But if we are bodek sakin, and then we hand it over to him, then mutar lechol mishchitaso. Then even lechatchila, we can rely on him as a shochet. So where's the b'diavad? Says the Gemara, of a lo badak, if a bedika did not take place in advance of the sakin, right, v'nasan lo, before we gave him the shechita knife, we didn't establish that it was a kosher knife, then lo yishkot, lechatchila, we should not allow a mumar l'te'avon to be the shochet, However, what's the b'di'eved? V'im shachat bodek sakino acharav. But if you did go ahead with the shkita, we can examine the sack in just one more second afterwards to determine that there was no pagam. If there was no pagam in the end, there certainly was no pagam in the beginning, right, in terms of the physical status of the sakin. And therefore, nimsa sakina yafe mutar lechol mishkitaso v'im lav. And if the sakin turns out to be paguma, and we don't know whether it became paguma or it was paguma, right, we certainly don't rely on him. So v'im lav asur lechol mishkitaso. And then the Gemara continues as it does the other ways. And the other time, to explain the rest of the Mishnah, chut mecher shatav katan, tafilu di'evin nami lo, shemi yishu shemi yidrusu shema yachlidu. Then the Gemara goes back, the kulan sheshachto ahaya, ilay macher shatav katan. I get to read this part because we read it already. Alakai im shachto mi bailei, ele yisrael mumar, yidibadik sakim minosen lo, ha'amris, we just said, shachat l'chatchila. El delo badak, right? Yidi, so the sakim lived the cave, the sakim still present. You can still do a bedika to make sure it isn't a sakin paguma. So the Gemara says, "Lib the kehashta, the delay say l'sakin." If there's no sakin present anymore, so it's not subject to bedika. Somebody threw it away, it got lost, wherever it is. So kiachem ronosa mayada. Then other people observing him or supervising him isn't going to make a difference because at the end of the day, they can look to see, you know, whether he was behaving suspiciously, whether he was. Doing shihiyah or other things, but they can't know that he was using a proper shkita knife. So the Gemara says, kecher mordoso mayhabe, dilma besakin peguma shachit. So the Gemara says, kasha. Okay, so that is the suggestion of Ravashi that the l'chatchil and b'di'evet refer to a mumar ochon velos, excuse me, lite avon, and that... The way to turn this into l'chatchila is to do a prior bedika of the sakin so that it's in the category of lo shavak katera, the achal isura. B'di'eved, if you didn't, right, there's still an avenue to salvage the situation, and that is if you do the bedika sakin afterwards. If you do neither before nor afterwards, I mean it's not accessible, so then you will not rely on the shkita of a mumilate avon. Because in the end of the day, he may be lying, you know, to cover for his improper behavior, which was motivated by his lack of self-control. Yeah. Either one.
What about all the other minutiae of shechita?
About it?
Why are we worried only about a sakin?
No, because a sakin is the only thing. Right. What are we worried? No, because we believe him. It's just as easy for him to do. excuse me. It's just as easy for him to do a proper shkita as to do an improper shkita.
What?
What do you mean? That isn't true.
I mean, he got to do the veshet, everything.
Great. That's, and therefore he's hungry.
Just to kill the behemoth.
No, okay. And I'm saying the point is that if he doesn't have a sakin, you know, it takes time to fix a sakin or to buy a new sakin. But it doesn't, if you're a good shochet, you ever go to a shlachtois? What's that?
If you're a good shochet, it wouldn't be a mumilatei
avon. No, what I'm saying is, it goes very quickly. What I'm saying. You can do a good shchita very quickly. But if you don't have the right sakin, and you have to go to, Tomorrow Park, you know, and you're hungry, then that's the mumilatei avon. Yeah.
So why is it b'di'evet if... to check it afterwards, is it just the word that he'll eat it either way?
Say that again?
I mean, what are we? Why is it b'di'evet to check it afterwards?
I mean, it should be l'chatchila or it shouldn't even be b'di'evet?
Like, is it a problem? What's the problem if you check it afterwards? Why is it less ideal if you check it afterwards?
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, so Rishonim asked that question. Some of them say, listen, he's going to make a bracha. That's the Bach. The Bach says you're going to make a bracha. And then, you know, you're going to turn out later on that it was, sakin paguma. It'll be a bracha levatala. Others say, well, you never allow l'chatchila based on a bedika in anything after, because, you know, maybe it's just not people will forget. Or a third explanation, and that is probably maybe the best of the bunch, and that is not everybody knows that you're going to do a bedika afterwards. So they might get the impression They saw that you, you know, just took a shechita knife, no one checked it, you did a shechita. They think you're a good shochet, you know, and then the next time they'll just eat from your shechita, not knowing that the only reason that the rabbis, you know, allowed this meat is because they checked the sakan afterwards. So the point is that there are pragmatic reasons why the bedikas sakan acharav is a b'dieved rather than a lechatchila. We showed them talk about it. So we showed them in the poskim speak about it. But that's more of a kind of a technical part. Okay? So basically all we have so far is that a mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon in theory can be a shochet as long as you can overcome or neutralize, right, the potential that his taiva, you know, will play a role. And typically you can do that by examining the sakin either in advance or b'dieved after the fact. That's what we have so far. What's curious about it is that the Gemara here, I mean, implies that there could be a point of argument by saying uka de Rava, implying that somebody disagrees with Rava, right? But so far we don't know why, and we don't know explicitly that anybody does disagree with Rava, right? So we'll get back to that. Now I should also add that the Gemara here is talking about mumar l'teyavon. Usually that is contrasted with, we're going to discuss this much more next week, usually contrasted with mumar l'hachis. There happens to be an in-between between mumar l'hachis and mumar l'teyavon, which is debated by quite a few Rishonim what its real status is, but practically. Mumar l'teyavon is somebody l'shava kateru v'yachal usura. When there are two, you know, when both are accessible, they'll always go for the kosher. Okay? Mumar l'hachis, typically, means that he's a, you know, he's a mechutzef, basically. He's somebody who wants, you know, in principle, you know, to rebel, you know, to emphatically, you know, declare through his actions that he is not a believer, or at least not a follower. So when this, you know, hetera and isura on the table, all things being equal, he'll be taking Isura. Of course, in between those two is somebody who is not a Mumar l'teyavon, but he's also not a Mumar l'hachis. He just doesn't care. He's indifferent. Right? What about such a person? Where does that fit in? That's something to talk about. We'll also see if there's another category, which the Gemara speaks of in Horios, on Daf Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph, and in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chavav, Omer Beis. And that's somebody who has a taiva, right, to eat or to experience. Well, we'll say, I think if you look very carefully, I don't think most people realize this. Some Rishonim say to experience something new, even if it's asur. That's the language of the Tosfos Shanim. The language of most Rishonim is somebody who has a taiva to explore or to experience something that is asur. Okay, those are two different things, a little bit. Right? So the Gemara talks about that in Horios and Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says, well, somebody eats a parosh, something that doesn't taste good, an insect, or something like that. So the Gemara says, well, why would he do that? You know, not because it's a mumar l'teyavon, right? It's got to be a mumar l'hachis. Says the Gemara, we'll see, we'll read inside in a second. The Gemara says, no, because he wants to have that experience. Which experience? So again, Tosfos Shanim says the experience of something that he's never encountered before, something new. And most of Shanim say, no, he feels like he needs to eat something usur. Which is fascinating. That's not called lahachis? Apparently not. It's a kind of l'teyavon. So in between lahachis and l'teyavon, there's both an in-between category, which we'll talk about, and this other category of somebody who has this hankering, to go over the line or to go to somewhere new, even if it's over the line. Okay, we'll talk about that. But either way, mostly when we speak about mumar l'teyavon, our default contrast is to mumar l'hachis. So what would be the status of mumar l'hachis in shechita? It's fascinating that the Gemara is not explicit about that. Rashi here, on the other hand, we'll talk more about mumar l'hachis next week. I will spend this week talking about mumar l'teyavon, So Rashi here on Gimel Amud Aleph has an interesting line where he says on the top here, chutz. Chutz misher ke rishot v'katan. The second line in Rashi. Da'afilu nimse sakin yafe lo. Even if you have a proper sakin, meaning a kosher sakin, not a paguma, that still wouldn't work. De'ika kilkula achrina. Shehi drasa chalada mitamar katan. And then he says, then Rashi adds, Bedavka ochal teyavo. Avalahachis, afilu nimse sakino yafe, right, lo, demuad lenabel bekavana biyada. Tosa says, if he was a mumalahachis, then giving him a good shkita knife wouldn't help you, right, because it's an act of rebellion. And he, demuad lenabel bekavana biyadaim. Right, he typically, you know, tries to be, you know, to make the to make the meat non-kosher, and therefore it wouldn't work. Oh, but what's the implication in Rashi? That's a practical problem, right? The Balei Tosfos also make reference a little bit on the top here, not to that issue, but to the problem of sakin. Tosa says, "Bodek sakin v'nosin lo, v'lo chai shinit shemi yisa, shemi yisha, shemi yidros." Exactly your question. Why aren't we worried about all the other psula shlita? Rashi Tosa says, "V'lo shavek atera v'yachal yisur." V'afilo yochal imenu, even if he himself isn't eating it. If you remember, the kuti had a taste test, right? We weren't sure about the kuti. We said, "Give the chotech kazayis pasur, let him taste it." He's not going to eat treif himself. He just doesn't care about lifnei v'lisitei mikshel. So Tosa says that's about a kuti. That's not about a mumar, right? The chashin shem yisha shem yidros the lo shava kater of yochli sura v'afilu yochol menu the chayish alifnei v'lisitei mikshel v'afilu ein acher omer al gabav v'lo yotze v'nichnas avu kuti yeshol din acher etc. Meaning, the mumar l'tayavon has credibility. We don't need to give him a taste test. As long as he had equal access to kosher and non-kosher, that's good enough. As for mumar l'hachis, where Rashi seems to say it's a practical problem, Tosas here, and we'll discuss this more next week, 2 weeks. Tosas, we read it already, but we just maybe didn't realize it. Dimasu kasavar kutim geire rayasein towards the bottom of the page. Tosa says something very controversial. The Rosh agrees. Then there's a I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. Kasavakit kutim geri arayos and ushkitasam psula. If you hold the kutim were geri arayos, meaning they weren't authentic gerim, then they're shkitas psula. Kimo shalom de kochavim. Because they're not Jewish. Mivizavachta masha tazoveachata ochel. Klomar osashu bar zvicha. La fuke of the kochavim, and then he adds the ochel nevelos lahaches. So Tosas thinks that ochel nevelos lahaches is the equivalent of a goy when it comes to shchita, meaning shchitaso is nevela. It's not a problem that we don't believe him; it's a problem, right, that he is formally mufka from shchita. That's a big chiddush. The Rosh says the same thing. The Beis Yosef, I'll just tell you now, we'll get to it maybe next week, has an interesting, the Rosh, the way he formulates it, says, well, the problem is that you have to believe, you have to be a believer, kind of, in Vizavachta for your Shkita to count. So the Beis Yosef, that's how he formulates it, the Rosh. So the Beis Yosef says, oh, if that's really the case, then the in-between case between mumar l'tayavon and mumar l'hachis should also be shkitas nevela. Very big chiddush. Meaning, the guy who's not a mumar l'tayavon only, right? But he's also not a mumar l'hachis. In other words, if he can go to the kosher restaurant or to the non-kosher restaurant, he's pretty indifferent about it. He's not trying to make a point. He's not thumbing religion, right? But he's also not, in the category of Lashon HaKater V'Yachal Yisura. So the Beis Yosef says, and this is quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, even though it's formulated first, as far as I know, by the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his Parish on the Tour. He says, well, if the idea behind Mum L'Haches being a Chisaron of Vizavakta, like the Rosh says, is that you have to be a, you know, a believer in Vizavakta, you know, in order for it to work, because you can't be Matir Basar Ayidei Shechita unless you, like, you know, identify with Vizavakta, or something like that, Nichale, you know, Lizboach, or something like that. So he says, well, then the guy in between, for all intents and purposes, like a Mum L'Haches. Normally we think, the way Tosa says it, that the only reason a Mum L'Haches, it's a Chiddush to say Mum L'Haches is Shechitaso Nevela, fundamentally, formally. But why? Because the Mum L'Haches, according to some Rishonim, is Kegoy, is Kemin. We'll discuss those Gemaras next week. But the Rosh is saying, even not, even if he's not Kemin, right? But he's not enough of a Vizavachta man. I'll give you Mashal Ma'adavar Doma. Although I think it could be Mechale. By the way, the same issue comes up when it comes to, you know, Kshartem. You know, who can write Tefillin? Right? What level of Mumar is excluded? Well, we'll talk more about it. And whether this in-between level. The Poskim try to derive from Nevela to Ksivas, Sefer Torah, right, Asiyas Tefillin, but you could be Mechalek, because who says that the Uksharta in Tefillin has the same din of Vizavakta in, there are also discrepancies, they can't figure out why there would be discrepancies. I'm not so sure why there should be a parallel. But, no, I mean, I understand it, but okay. Or similar, I'll give you another example. You know, we say, Yitzumo Shoyom is Mechaper. Right, the day of Yom Kippur has a power, you know, in its own right. Right, there's a debate about the scope of it, but that's a din. Yitzumo shel yom is mechaper. However, the Gemara says in Shavuot, at least one view, that it's only mechaper for people who aren't mevaet be Yom Kippur. But if you're if you don't believe in the power of Yom Kippur, you know, then the yitzumo shel yom is not mechaper. Right? A parallel kind of an idea. Anyways, so these are interesting questions, I should add. The Rajba is very explicit in his opinion, Mum L'Haches, even the real Mum L'Haches, meaning not just the in-between case, is not Shechitaso Nevela, but like the Rashi, it's a practical problem. You know, you need supervision, Omid Al Gabo. So we'll discuss that more. This goes a little bit to the question, you know, what about Mum L'Avodah Zarah? Or Mum L'Kal Shabbos B'far Hesya. What's his status regarding Nevela, regarding Shechita? So we'll discuss that. It sounds like it's Shechitaso Nevela in the Gemara, but is that Doraisa, Drabanan, only L'Chumra, also L'Kula? It gets into the heart of what we call the Yisrael Afa Bishachata Yisrael, who, you know, issue, meaning extra person again, we talked about Ukuti, a whole group of people, but on an individual level, you know, whether a person can lose his Kedushas Yisrael. Anyway, so these are, the Gemara for now is talking about Mumar L'Tei Avon. All I'm pointing out is that how sharp is the contrast to Mum L'Haches with regard to these dinim generally? And what about the in-between cases of Eino L'Haches V'Eino L'Tei Avon, or again, L'Tei Avon of being an Avarian, which is something less than the Haches. Okay? And the Beis Yosef is an example of that. Okay. In the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that Rava's view is not completely accepted. Right? The Gemara says here on the bottom, as this we saw with regard to the Kutim, the Gemara wants to know why doesn't everybody agree with Rav Ashi's reading of the Mishnah that Hakol Shochtim means Mum L'Tei Avon, that Shechitasan Ksheira means, you know, V'lo Badak Sakin Lefanav Mum L'Tei Avon. So the Gemara says here on the bottom, yeah. One second. Yeah. Abaye lo amar kiravashi. Everybody see that? This is five lines from the bottom of the page. Abaye lo amar kiravashi. Lo svirale hadarava. Okay? That's what the Gemara says explicitly, that Abaye does not think that a mumar ochel nevelos l'tayavon, right, can be a shoke. Why not? Or at least not through bodek sak and v'noseila. Ah. So we need to explain why not. Rashi, I think, here does explain. One second. Rashi says, Amaylo ukmas nisen. No. One second. Oh, he doesn't mention it. El Rava. No. Okay, who doesn't have it? Okay. I thought he had one. Okay. We'll see it in the Gemara in just a second. Good. So let's turn to the Gemara in Dabdala, Omid Aleph, for now, where the Gemara has a much more expansive explanation. So the Gemara, this is the bottom of Dalet Omid Aleph, where we've read the in-between, the Gar Tikkuti, four lines up from the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Gufa. Everybody have the asterisk? Gufa Amar Rava Yisrael Mumar Ochel Velos Teyavon Right Bodek Sakim Benoselo Mutalakom Mishkitasa. Exactly what we just said. Says the Gemara Mai Taima Kivin to Akal Akale Kivin to Ika rather Hetera Viisura L'Shavak Hetera V'Akal Isura. Since you have a Sakim Kshera, so he could just as easily shecht properly as improperly. His self-discipline is not a factor, it's been neutralized, and therefore he's a good Jew, he has a cheskes kashrus. Okay? Oh. Says the Gemara, Yihachi kilo badak nami. That's a very interesting line. The Gemara says, so then why, if we trust him, all things being equal, Ashava Kater Vyachali Sura, right, even if there was no bedika sakin, why don't we assume that since he cares about kashrus, that he would make sure to get a kosher knife, right? To fix it, to buy another one, to go to Bar Park, wherever it is. Oh, that's an interesting line. Because now the Gemara seems to be, for a moment, wavering in his teyavu. So the Gemara, Mitrach lo tarach. This is an interesting exchange. The Gemara says, yes, he is devoted to the principle of kosher food, but mitrach lo tarach. Meaning he's not going to put himself out for it. Ah. Amar le Rabbanan le Rava, Tanya de Misayei Halach, we read this a little bit last week. Chemsin shelo avar achar pesach. If you have chametz she'avar olav pesach, which you're not allowed to keep in your possession. So why would anybody keep chametz she'avar olav pesach in their possession deliberately? Mumar l'teyava. Right? He doesn't want to lose the money. Okay? So muta miyad, after Pesach, you are allowed to acquire chametz from this fellow. Because we assume Bipnei Shei Machlifin, that he, right, is a mumla teyavon, therefore he's not getting rid of his comments. But after Pesach, he himself would prefer not to be an avaryon, right? So he's going to exchange it for non-Jew's comments. Right?
Why not on Pesach itself?
Sorry?
Why not on Pesach itself?
Oh, because I think economically he's over a barrel. Minan, you don't mean on Pesach.
No,
I mean prior to Pesach.
Why does he want to get rid of it on Pesach?
You mean before Pesach?
On Pesach.
The new stuff will also be on Pesach.
I mean,
he gives it to a boy so that he can... Oh, because he'll get Klumas back.
Yeah. That's not going to help him much.
Yeah, right.
So, Muta Biyad, Veshe Machlif. Oh, Savrua, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, originally we thought this is even in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that there's a lav of Chomet Sh'avar Lava Pesach Doraisa 2. Okay. Meaning Chomet Sh'avar Lava Pesach is Nisa Doraisa. Damar Chomet Sakar Pesach Doraisa. Uktani, and despite the fact that we're dealing with a Chashash Avera Doraisa Mumla Teyavon, nonetheless, we believe that the second that what? That Lo Shava Kater of Yachali Sura applies, that we apply it. Mipnei Shein Machlifin, because it's easy after Pesach to exchange. The Goy has comments, you have comments, you say to him, listen, do you care? I've got, you know, three boxes of Cheerios. You've got three boxes of Cheerios for some, you know, reasons that, you know, you probably wouldn't understand. You know, can we switch Cheerios boxes? Done. Don't tell me Cheerios is kidneys, is it? No. Only Frosted Flakes? Something is kidneys? What? Something, some cereal is corn. Is. Okay. Anyway, whatever. Alma lo shavakater of Yachal Isur. So basically what the Gemara seems to be saying here, and this we'll get to probably next week, is that apparently the level of mitrach tarach to fix a sakin is greater than the mitrach tarach to be machlif, right, chametz, lachar pesach, with a nosh. Okay, good. They have two paradigms. Okay. So Gemara says, Mimai, Dumer of Shimini, Dumer chametz lachar pesach, drabanan. Maybe it isn't much of a proof. Maybe it's like Rav Shimon, we pass him like Rav Shimon, actually. Right? Who thinks that the Isra of chametz shalom and pesach is only drabanan. V'chim mekalinan, b'drabanan, and the only time we're mekel is because, they're not mekel because of l'shava kater of yachal isura. Maybe we're mekel because it's a safek drabanan. Says the Gemara, but b'daraisa lo mekalinan. Says the Gemara, but heavy number Rab Shimon, even if it is Rab Shimon, miktani sha'ani omer echlifu. Do you say, oh, because we're tola, you know, we make the assumption, right, that he was machlif. We don't say that. Mipnei shemachlifin katani. You say it is a vadai. He did it. The vadai machlifin. Not only that, but once that's the case, ma b'drabana on l'shavak ater b'yachal isura, if we're relying on him, that he for sure, right, would say lo shavak ater b'yachal isura when it comes to an isur drabanan, if he's so makbid about an isur drabanan, then b'daraisa l'kol shekein. Okay? That's a Gemara. Says a Gemara. Lema misayayale. Maybe we can bring a raya to the position of Rava. That what? Well, again, one more time. That mumar ochel nevela l'teyavon. Fundamentally, we... You know, he has Kedusha Sishol, he can be a shochet. And we believe him as long as we eliminate... Right? Lo shavakat, as long as it's lo shavakater of Yachal Yisroel, we eliminate the taiva. What's the raya? There's a brisa. It says, Hakol shochetim. Anybody can be shochet. Vafilu kuti, afilu arel, vafilu yisrael mor. Okay, kuti, we know what that is. We spent time on that. What is an arel and what is yisrael mor? So the Gemara says, Hi arel haichadami. What's the circumstance? We know what an arel is. It's a person didn't have bris mila. What's the circumstances? Says the Gemara, Ilema means meso achiv. Machmas Mila, is a hemophiliaki, his brother, meaning they have the genetic disposition of the family, right, makes it dangerous for a bris mila, right, in terms of what do you call it, the blood, right, and therefore Hayisrael Malyo, he's not a mumar. There's no chiddush to say that an orel, you know, Ba'onus, who has full Kedushas Yisrael, can be a shoke. Elipshita mumar la'arla. Somebody who should have had a bris milah, but didn't. He's a mumar. The kasavar mumar l'davar. Echad lo ava mumar l'chal atara kula. And we're taking the stance here. This is very important. I'll show you why in a minute. That a mumar l'davar echad is not a mumar l'chal atara kula. Okay? I'm going to come back to this line in a second, so keep it in your mind. It says the Gemara, Ema Seifa. But there's another case in this Braisa. Afilu Yisrael Mumar. Who's the Yisrael Mumar who's different than the Mumar, you know, Arel, Ledavar Echad? So, Hai Mumar Echadami, Im Mumar Ledavar Echad. Right, remember Ledavar Acher, sorry. Hainu Mumar La Arlos, that's the same. Elalav mumar laoso davar ukadarava. It must be that what we're saying is like this. If you're a mumar laorel, or some other mitzvah in the Torah, then you are not disqualified for shechita. But mumar ladavar A is not a mumar ladavar B. That's statement number one. And now we're saying that even if you're a mumar laoso davar, meaning you eat the velus all the time, right? But you're mumar l'teyavon because you only eat it l'teyavon, right? When you are very hungry and there's only a McDonald's around, so you go into McDonald's. But if you had, a good kosher restaurant, you know, in the same area, you wouldn't do that. That's called a mumar l'davar echad, or mumar l'osadavar rather. Sorry. A mumla nevela, in the case. Is he, what's his dad's status from Shechita? We're saying that's good. Ukidarava. Says the Gemara. Lo. Liola me melecha, mumla osadavar. Lo. Now, this is a key line that I wanted to get to. Maybe a mumla osadavar, meaning if he has eaten in McDonald's, even though the only reason he ate there is because Shmulka Bernstein wasn't next door. Am I dating myself? Okay. Yeah. What? I figured, you know, we have to, you know, going for the classics, you know. So, Kivin de Dashbe, Kete Radamile. Oh. Meaning, this is a very fascinating debate. That's what Abaye apparently thinks. Abaye thinks that a mumar, la oso davar, which means, Lo shava kater of yachal isura, but once he goes down that road, kivin the dashbe, kater adam. Okay, what made him a mumar l'teyavon, right, doesn't keep him a mumar l'teyavon. Right, once he did it, and his eyebrows didn't fall out or people started screaming at him and he had to defend himself. Those are two very different things. Right? Kivin de Dashbe, Dashbe. Okay, that's a fascinating thing. Okay, Ella. So then that's the case. So what are we talking about? So what is Mumar? What is Mumar? That's kosher, l'shchita, aside from Mumar la'ara. Mumar la'ara means something else. Ela mumar lavodas kochavim, ukid ravanan. Dam ravanan, omar shmuel, yisro mumar lavodas kochavim, mutar lachal mishchitaso. We'll stop here for the moment. Meaning, this is a fascinating view, something which we'll talk more about. Ravanan was a VP. We don't paskin like this, Ravanan. I don't want anybody to walk out, with the wrong impression here. We paskin that a mumar lavodazara, right, is a mumar lachal atarakula. Again, whether that means both Lakula and Lachumra, Daraisa, Drabanan, we'll get back to that. But we most definitively paskin that Mumar Lavarazara and Mumar Lachalas Ashabas Befarhesya are in the category of what we call Mumar Lachal Tarakula. But Ravanan, we'll discuss more what he holds, believed that Mumar Lavarazara is not a Mumar Lachal Tarakula. Why? Because he was softer on Avodah Zarah than the Chachamim? Presumably not. Meaning he thought it was less of an Isra Chamor? Probably because he felt, as much of an Isur Chamor as it is, you can still look at these things in a compartmentalized way. I mean, that's his problem. He's a mummer in Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean he's a mummer in Kol Torah Kula. And the Chachamim would disagree. We're not going to discuss this now. Think either that the Chomer HaIsur of Avodah Zarah makes you a mummer in Kol Torah Kula, or that at least when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's no compartmentalization. You can't say he's a great Jew, except that he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Right? Being Ovid Avodah Zarah, you know, either because of its chomer in its own right, or because it undercuts completely the entire framework, what I call it's a linchpin idea. Right? There's no... And basically, this is what Chazal say, based on Diuk in the Psukim, in Parshas Shlach. You know, when they talk about Korban Avodah Zarah, but they never mention the word Avodah Zarah. And so what the Gemara says here on Hayom Adal, if you look here for a second, you'll see this formulation, and then we'll get back to it. The Gemara in Hayom Adal, in the wide lines, Gemara says, Chutz min amumar menasech hasayayin amachal shabasim farhesya. Hagufa, one second. Yeah. Hagufa kash amar... Mikem v'lo kucham lehotzi samumar hadar tani mekabin karbanos miposhi Yisrael halo kasha reishu mumar lechol torah kula mitziyasa mumar ledavar echad. Then the Gemara says ema seifa chutz min amumar menase chaseyan mechal shabbos farhesya hay mumar echadami. The Gemara says im mumar lechol torah kula hain reisha im mumar ledavar echad kasha mitziyasa elav hachi kamar chutz min amumar lenase chaseyan lechal shabbos farhesya. Alma Mumila, but it's going to call them Mumila Kala Torah Kula. Right. So the Gemara here says that a Mumar Lavadazar is a Mumila Kala Torah Kula. And the Gemara's explanation is found above the first wide line. Chamura Avodas Kochavim Shakala Kofar Bak in Moda Bechala Torah Kula. This very strange formulation. In the Mechilta in Parshas Shalach, which Rashi also quotes there, you find the opposite, parallel opposite. Kola mode b'avodah zarah ki'ilu kofer b'kola Torah kula. The Gemara says, v'chiyishgu v'yasu kol mitzvos, you know, asher lo se'asena, or something like that. Parsha Shlach, when they talk about the Korban of Avodah Zarah. They never mention the word of Avodah Zarah. They say, if Bishoge, you end up violating all the mitzvahs. So Chazal say, what does that mean? How do you do one action that's a violation of all the mitzvahs? That's what the Mechilta explains. Kol amodeh b'Avodah Zarah, kilu kafar b'kol mitzvahs. Our Gemara here has the opposite formulation. Right? What does it say again? Kol hamodeh b'avodas kochavim. I'm sorry. Kol hakofer. Here. Hamodeh b'avodas kochavim. Shekol hakofer ba kimodeh b'chol haTorah kula. Chamura, rather. I'm sorry. Can't read the. Chamura b'avodas kochavim. Shekol hakofer ba kimodeh b'chol haTorah kula. Which is a more obvious formulation? Kol hakofer b'avodah zarah, kol hamodeh b'avodah zarah kakofer b'chol haTorah kula, or kol hakofer b'avodah zarah kimodeh b'chol haTorah kula. Clearly, the Mechilta, right? Mechilta is also trying to explain again the psukim, but both the psukim and the formulation and the logic are much. What do you mean, kol hakofer b'avodah zarah is kimodeh b'chol haTorah kula? Strange. Okay, but I think the idea, okay, we'll discuss it more, is I think this, even more than the Mechilta formulation, proves what I call the linchpin idea, which is you're machmir in every single one of the Taryav mitzvos? Right? Except for, you don't believe in Avodah Zarah? Meaning, you're a very flawed insider? Or you're an outsider. Right? So this is what we're being told. As long as it's not Avodah Zarah, maybe you're still an insider. Right? Kolakofer b'avodazara. You know, not mekayim. You're fulfilling the mitzvahs. It means we look at you as a Yisrael posheya. But avodazara, right? That makes you an outsider. There's no taryav mitzvahs anymore. It's a linchpin. Ravanan and the Chachamim disagree. Ravanan, it's hard to think that Ravanan disagrees with the Chachamim about the chumra of Avodah Zarah. Right? Lo Savdein, and how terrible it is. And about, of course, not the Onesh, these are all Dinim Deraisa. Nothing for Ravanan to argue about. Moshe Levad David Omer, again, I'll discuss it when we get to it, but Rabbi Shmuel in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Dalid, and Psachim Chavav, and Avodah Zarah and Nundalid, Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that when it comes to Yehorik Vayavor, right, even Avodah Zarah, we say V'chai Bohem V'lo Shiyamas Bohem. Here? And we're very conditioned, and we're right, Lahalacha, we're right, that there are Gimel Averos that are Yehorik Vayavor, Afilu B'tzinim. Right, Gila Rosh, Shvikostamim, Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Shmuel, whether he argues with all three, or with one or with two, that's a debate in the Rishonim. But he certainly argues about Avodah Zarah. He thinks that Avodah Zarah, you're only chayv to give up your life, b'farhesya, not b'tzin. So it's an interesting question to ask for Ravanan. I always like to compare Ravanan and Rabbi Shmuel. I don't think they necessarily agree. They're talking about two different topics. One is talking about Yehorik Vayavar, ba'anus, and the other is talking about b'ratzon. When you're a mumar, what impact does it have on the rest of Kol Torah Kula? Two different topics. But both of them seem to deny the special status that Avodah Zarah has in these two categories. And the question is why? So again, is there evidence that in other areas that Ravanan or Rabbi Shmuel or one or the other thinks that the Iser or the Maisadeira of Avodah Zarah is any less chamor than his colleagues? Than either of their colleagues? I doubt it. But the question is, what is Koveya for Yehorik Vayavor? And what is Koveya for being a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula? Is it the Maisa Neira? Is it the Chomer HaYisur? Is it Rishus HaGavra? Is it being a Bogade or a Min? Or, they're very different things, they overlap a lot. Or is it what I'm saying now, which is, you lose the whole framework of everything else. Anochi em lo yelecha mipi agvura, right? Not only because they were the most important than the first two, but maybe also because they're the linchpin ones. Meaning without them, everything else loses meaning. So, but Ravanan denied that. Ravanan said, of course it's a terrible Iser, but this idea that, you know, Mumil Avodah Zarah is Mumil Chol Torah Kula, that I think is wrong. There's still some advantage to the other things that he does. Wow. Okay, anyway, that's the Ishak of the Tari. We'll get back to that point later on. Anyways, let's get back to Mumil Teyavon for a minute. So it seems like there's a debate between Rav and Abaya about Mumar L'Teyavon Ba'oso Davar, right? Rav is of the opinion that it remains a limited problem, L'Shava Keter V'Yachal Yisura, and Abaya says, Kivin D'Dosh Dosh. Is that Machlokes an Umdina Machlokes? Or is there more to it? Or is Kivin D'Dosh Dosh an Umdina? I mean, once you did this, Nasalokaheter, you're going to do it again? We no longer apply the practical yardstick of Lo Shavakater V'Yachal Yisura? Or is this a formal comment? Is once you're a Mumar, the Davar Echad, Nasalokaheter, you're a Rasha Lo Osa Davar, formally. Hard to know. Most people paskin like Rav. That Mumar Ochon Nevelis L'Teyavon, even Ba'oso Davar, we say, L'Shavak HaTeir B'Yachlusir. We don't say Kimin D'Dash Dash. But even then, the question could be raised. And this is the big question that I want to discuss. There are really two ways to look at Mumalateyav. And it's a, you know, you could look at this in a narrower way, just in terms of the topic that we're dealing with. But I think it's like a very critical question about Avodas Hashem, as I said before. It's not just about, you know, the Avaryanim, it's about Avodas Hashem. And about pressures and counter-pressures, and how excusable, you know, giving in to certain pressures or counter-pressures really is. I mean, you could take two opposite views of a Mumalateyav. You know, if you were very kind of progressive and liberal, right? I don't necessarily mean that in the contemporary use, but I don't not mean it either, frankly. Meaning, if you had a very, you know, liberal view, a very tolerant view of man's, let's say, struggles with his yetzer, you know, his struggle for self-discipline and control in the world, you're very, if you're very optimistic about man being fundamentally good, let's say, and also at the same time very understanding of the behavioristic pressures, you know, that he can sometimes face, right, then you could see Mumar L'Teyavon, you know, as Yitzro Tokfo. I mean, one way to say Mumar L'Teyavon is to say the words Yitzro Tokfo. They're factually correct. But what I mean by it is, you know, even the connotation of it, he's kind of like an onus. No, not ad kadei kach. No one really thinks that, you know, no halachic authority certainly thinks that he's onus. He's a mitzvah. He's obligated to perform the mitzvos. We understand there's a difference between, you know, l'teyavon and l'hachis, or even in between, right? But we could be a little sympathetic to this guy. He's not such a bad guy. This is the question, really. Meaning, we can make excuses for him. We could see the pressures as being difficult for him. We're not going to go so far as to say, therefore, he gets off scot-free, or therefore, he's, you know, a tzaddik. But you don't talk, though. He's an onus without the patur. Again, in modern world, a lot of excuses are made for man's weaknesses, as we know. If you take a more demanding view of man's obligation, right, to conduct himself in a certain way, to cultivate discipline, to respond, let's say, as a religious person, you know, to tzivui Hashem, as a halachic person to respond to the halachic system. So the idea that, you know, Yitzhar Tokfo is not very compelling. Right? In general, this is an important question, right? How much is onus kamandalo of it, or is onus just a patur onesh? Right? We have these questions all the time. They partly relate to the question at hand in a narrow way. But the bigger problem also is, what is man's responsibility to find things out, to overcome? Right? I mean, just hashkafically, Moshe L'Madavar Doma, the very famous footnote in the beginning of the Isha Halacha, where the Rav is very critical of, you know, pragmatism and, you know, certain philosophies, again, that were very tolerant, you know, to people's excesses and their appetites and their, you know, weakness. And he basically argues, you know, that halacha's view of religion is very demanding, and that it requires, it's not a solve, that it's not S-A-L-V-E. You know, it's not something that, you know, that's, you know, harps and you know, easy, you know, going. It's not behaviorism. It requires, you know, effort and immersion. And sometimes it can be torturous. That's what it means to be a mitzvah. Why am I telling you all this? This really has all and everything to do with how you look at a Mumar L'Teyavon. Again, these loshava kater v'yachal isur, it's not a mechutzef. We'll leave the in-between out for the moment, although it's very relevant. Right? It's the little window in the Gemara, in my opinion, is so important for that reason. The Gemara said, well, I mean, l'shava kater v'achal isura. So what do you need to be bodek sakin for? He's committed to kashrus. And the Gemara says, ah, mitrach lo tarach. Right? Apparently, to be machlif chemtso in Magoi, that much tircha he'll do. We'll see. This is a big debate in the Rishonim where you draw the line. All these questions are about an umdana, and kibbut the dash dash is about an umdana. Maybe. Some of them may be. But what I'm trying to suggest is that the undercurrents really are about a much more fundamental question. And that is, to what extent is a mumar l'tayavon really a mumar? Or a mashumad? Which is the phrase that's sometimes used. A connotation, both connotations of which are, which include rebelliousness, meaning neutralizing the excuse, still understanding that it's not la'aches, and still important in terms of knowing the parameters. You know, bodek sakin v'nosein lo is going to work, etc. But at the same time, calling him a mumar, because we expect more of him. We don't expect him, you know, to have such little tolerance or such a convenient approach to religion. Meaning he's weak on self-restraint or he's weak on religious commitment. That's the question. What are expectations of human beings, and especially human beings brought up to be Ovdei Hashem? Like a very fundamental question. Okay. So what's fascinating is, I think that there are points along the way to isolate, which really highlight that a Mumar l'Tayavon may be perceived as a Psil Gavra, a Gavra Mumar. For example, but this is a question, we need to assess them. At one point, the Gemara said about Mumar l'Arel, right? The Gemara said, well, you know, what's the Arel? Right? It's obviously not Meso Achiv Makwas Mila, because that's Yisrael Ma'alya. So what is it? It's a Mumar l'Davar Echad. We're talking about Shechita, but he's a Mumar in Orlus. Correct? And what's the message? Not to say what you might have thought to say, which is what? That a Mumar l'Davar Echad is a Mumar l'Chol Torah Kula. Wow. So it's fascinating. If you look at Rashi, on that line in the Gemara, Rashi says the following. Mumar l'Orlus, Mevait b'mitzvah zu. And people noticed it. Rashi says things, people notice it. Meaning, the Pashtus, the whole Gemara is talking about Mumar l'Tayavon. Mevait means l'aches. Right, he kicks this mitzvah. He spits at this mitzvah in the eye or whatever it is. Correct? Why did Rashi all of a sudden say, and Tosus implies that too, in my opinion. Right? Elamumar laosodava, the little Tosus second to the bottom, says ul teyavon the ilahaches pshita the psula. The Gemara says, no, it's mumar laoso davar ula teyavon dilahachis pshita the psula. It sounds like the Gemara is changing its mind. Before we thought, what we're talking about before was mumar lahachis. All right, it doesn't matter, it's not mukrach. On the other hand, the Kesef Mishnah points out, I'll try to read this later, based on the Rambam, I'll explain what the problem is in the Rambam in a minute. That the Rambam probably read, and the Rambam says this as well, the Rambam probably read the Gemara Kipshuto. Which means, even when the Gemara is talking about Mumar la'arel, Mumar la'davar echad lohava Mumar la'kola tarakula, what they meant was, not Mumar la'achis b'davar echad eno Mumar la'kola tarakula, which actually may be the case, the halacha, but that Mumar la'te'avon l'davar echad lo have a mumar l'teyavon l'kol haTorah kula. Ooh. Why would anybody think such a thing? And is it mumar l'teyavon l'davar echad lo have a mumar l'kol haTorah kula, or mumar l'teyavon l'davar echad lo have a mumar l'teyavon l'kol haTorah kula? First of all, why would you ever think that a mumar l'teyavon l'davar echad is necessarily a muvel l'teyavim l'davar l'kol haTorah kula. Meaning I have a hankering, for McDonald's. Okay, it doesn't mean necessarily that, I can't live with chametz shaval on Pesach. Right? Or I'm frugal, or I'm money crazed. Right? According to the Kli Yakar, every Jew is money crazed. Not every Jew only, every person. Less so the Jews, actually. I don't want to accuse him of like protocols of.
Exactly.
He says the opposite.
Yeah.
He says that's the difference between us. Supposedly, you have to behave like it. So, but that doesn't mean everybody has a passion for McDonald's. Like, why should you protect? It's a behavioristic thing. Why would anybody think that a mumal davar achad is a mumal kol haTorah kula? Even more, did the Gemara have a havamina that if you're a mumar la'arel, that your shechita is psula, even if acherim ro'uno, so it's not even a question of chashad, means bodek sakin wouldn't work either? That's what it really sounds like. Meaning they thought that mumal teyavon, not Rashi, who says mevayit, maybe that's one of them. They thought that mumal teyavon l'davar echad is actually mufka from Kedushas Yisrael to create shechita and kol haTorah kula? We don't, again, it's a frozen it's a havamina frozen in time. Okay, we don't hold this way. But the Gemara says that's why we're saying Mumularal Echad, to tell you, if you have to tell me no, then there's some shemets of a basis to say it. What I'm interested in is Mumala Teyavon a status? Is it a din Mumar Begavra? Or is Mumala Teyavon just an umdana, just a lack of nemanus? He's a good guy, he's got his flaws. Not a rush of a gavra at all. Why would you project it more than you need to project it? And certainly you wouldn't overflow it and apply it in a formal way to passel him from Mumala Eva X to behavior Y, would you? Not that kind of a rush. If you look at the Gemara in Masechet Horios,
why would you assume? What's a taiva? He's terrified of being Nemo.
Yeah.
So why is that a taiva?
No, see, so it's physical reasons.
Surgery.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. So the Rishonim say, they say, listen, he doesn't want to suffer the.
That's a taiva? Is that like shrit, like eating?
Oh, so it's less of a taiva. Well, so on the contrary, it's even bigger kiddush. I mean, if it's mumala hachis, and the question is whether mumala hachis is a mumala kol haTorah kula, then that's very understandable, correct? But if it's a mumala teyavon, and there's an operation, and it's very uncomfortable, we're not talking about the tinok.
Right.
So you're going to there's a havamina that because he doesn't want to undergo a bris milah, therefore he's going to eat a McDonald's.
That's what Rashi says.
Or he's going to keep his chametz on Pesach.
Rashi says it's lahachis.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is, what will you do according to the Rambam and the Ran who read the Gemara Kipshuto, which is that we're talking about the Teyavon?
I don't see it.
Well, what don't you see?
I don't see taiva and not wanting to undergo milah.
Who are you saying?
And he's an adult. He's not a three.
No, but you're not excusing him, right? He's obligated to do it.
But that's not a
taiva. Right. So what you're saying is it's very mechudash, it's very tamua to think that you would say mumar la'arel is a mumar l'nevela, correct? L'teyavon. It's very hard to say that you're saying.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. So it's hard to say. I mean, from a behavioristic point of view, it doesn't make any sense. Or it doesn't make much sense, correct?
Right.
So we need to explain it.
Okay.
The explanation, in my opinion, is instead of looking at l'teyavon in a behavioristic way, isn't that but the poor guy, he means well, he's got a good Jewish heart, but he's impulsive. He can't control his... I'm not making fun. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm saying, but to me, this idea, like Yitzhak Tokfo, If it's Yitzhak Tokfo, what, Yitzhak Tokfo, because he can't bring himself to he can't bear the bris milah, therefore we should accuse him, or really think that he's going to eat treifas, or he's going to cheat people out of money, or he's going to hold on to chametz on Pesach. The answer is no. But if we really think that his inability, because of taiva or whatever, I mean, his yitzro sheino tokfo shows that he's a flawed gavra oved Hashem, and that loses him nemanus or even some sort of status of kedushas Yisrael. That makes sense. That's what I'm trying to show. Exactly. I'll show you another thing. The Gemara has a discussion here in Hayom and Aleph. First, let's look at it in Horios a little clearer there. Look at the Gemara in Horios for a minute. Yud Aleph from Aleph. And then I'm going to show you the Rambam. Everything I'm saying now, I believe, is true for the Rambam, meaning this idea of a Gabra Mumar, in Mumar Teyavon, I believe is true for the Rambam and the Ra'ah. It's certainly not true for the Rashba. I think it's a huge focus. Okay. Look at the Gemara for 1 second. I want to see two Gemaras quickly. We have a couple minutes. On page 4, right, starting from line 39, we'll see this Gemara also appears here on Hayom and Aleph. But it's a little more, one aspect of it is more explicit in Orioles. Tan Rabbana. Everybody with me? Right, line 39? Me'am ha'aretz. But getting a korban, you know, you get a me'am ha'aretz, prat l'mumar. That excludes a mumar. Rav Shimon Rav Yossi Omar Mishum Rav Shimon. Pasuk says, Asher lo se asena bishkagavi Hashem. Shav midiyaso, maybe korban al shigasa. Lo shav midiyaso, any maybe korban al shigasa. Okay? So you can't bring a korban. The first view is prat l'mumar. It sounds like it's a psul gavra. Right? The second view, Rab Shimon, is, well, not sure what it is, but it basically goes like this. To bring a korban chatas, you have to be a shogeg. Correct? But to be a shogeg, maybe that means that had you the information, you wouldn't have done it. Let's say you're a shogeg only because you had no knowledge. But if you had knowledge, you would have violated anyway. So you violated unwittingly. Okay? You violated Shabbos thinking it was Sunday. But if you had known it was Shabbos, you would have done it anyway. Right? That's called lo shav midiyasa. Even if you knew, it wouldn't matter. So they say, oh, you don't bring a korban on your shkaga, according to Rav Shimon, because he's lo shav midiyasa. He did it in a state of shkaga, right? But the goreim wasn't the shkaga. Okay, good. My benayu. Omer Avam Nuna Mumar Lachol Chelev. He has a track record for Chelev. So far, we've been talking about Mumar LeDavrachon, Mumar LeDavracher, Mumar LeArel. Right? What about Mumar LeNevela? What about within food? So let's say he's a Mumar Lachol Chelev. Maybe Korban Al Adam. That's what Tika Benayu. Mar Sava Kivid Mover Lech Okelev, Ladam Nami Mumer Hava. Wow. Mar Sava Ladami Hashabidi Yasahu. Then the Gemara says, Vaharava Amar, the Kula Alma Mumer Lech Okelev, Lava Mumer Ladam. Right? Ella, Hocha Beocha Levela, the Teyavon, Veniskalaflo, Beshuman, Vaachlu Kamiflegi. Mar Sava Kivid the Teyavon Achel, Mazid. Marhu, Mar Sava Kimdi Loashkach Datera, Loachle Sur Lav Mumaru. Wow. This is a very interesting Gemara. I'm not trying to convince you, it is. Okay, so let's take it down. Let's take each one, break it down into the 3 points for a minute. Right? The Gemara originally says Me'ama Aretz, right? And there's a debate whether or not that excludes. Right, somebody who's a mumar. What mumar kind of mumar are we talking about here? Mumar l'teyavon, correct? That excludes a mumar l'teyavon, either based on me'am ha'aretz or based on lo shav midiyasa. Right? Because he would have done it anyway. Says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, my binayu, amum alecho chelev and maybe korban al adam. Meaning, he has a track record for being a mumer lechelev. He eats mumer lechelev when he's hungry, and nothing else is around. Right? And now he ate dam by accident. Right? He's not lo shav midiyaso on the dam. Right? If he knew it was dam, he wouldn't have eaten it. But he's a mumer lechelev. So there's no problem with shav midiyaso. That's still considered prat me'a ma'aretz prat l'mumar? Meaning the Gemara is a havamina, that a mumar l'chelev is a mumar l'dam, l'teyavon. Everybody agrees, by the way, that dam is not very tasty. Right? So what's going on with that? Then the Gemara rejects it. By the way, in our Gemara, in Chulin, hey, they don't reject it. There seems to be such a day, even the maskana. The notion that you would say mumar l'chelev, the mumar l'dam, seems to be a formalization of mumar l'teyavon. It's a gavra rasha of some sort. Doesn't work so much as an umdra. Okay. Even then, the Gemara says, okay, fine, no such thing. Right, the Gemara says, arava, kulama, mumar l'chelev, l'av mumar l'dam. But look at the next one. So what is the argument? Hacha ba'ocha l'vein l'teyavon, meaning he, like we said before, is a mumar anachilas nevela, but he eats at this time b'shogeg. But listen to the language. This is the argument. Marsav akim l'teyavanachol b'mezid mumarhu. Marsav akim l'ashkach ha'teira l'achol yisura lav mumarhu. That's exactly the argument. Is a mumar l'teyavon really a mumar? Or you know, do you emphasize the mumar part or the l'teyavon part? He's a good guy. You know, he's lo achal l'teyra, he's not going to be lo shava k'teyra b'achal yisura ever. But, you know, he can't restrain himself. He's got a control problem. Or no, he can't restrain himself. That's the metzias is the same. But we assess that very harshly. What do you mean he can't, you know, his job in life is to comply with Avodas Hashem. And if he can't, that's not just a weakness, that's a rishus. It reflects not weak discipline, but insufficient commitment. He's a Jew of convenience. Right? Then comes the next line. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it at that for a moment. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah.
Well, why don't you put the emphasis on Hachol B'mezid by Teyavon? Why don't you employ the...
I mean, as opposed to Shogeg.
What?
No, because I just want to contrast it with the Karban case, which is the Shogeg. Meaning he does it intentionally when he's hungry. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah for a minute. Very remarkable Gemara. Chavav mud aleph on the base. Gemara says here, this is on page 5, line 11. Tani rabavo kamei de rab yochanan. Ha'ovet avodas kochavim roi behem adaka lo malim velo maridim. So Gemara talks about, you know, whether you push somebody into a pit, which is like basically killing him. Right? So, ovet kochavim roi behem adaka lo malim velo maridim. Aval aminim Vahamasoros, meaning a person who is Moser, Mina will discuss what it means. Vahamumrim, Hayumaridim Valomalim. Worse, they would throw them in a pit.
What?
So the Gemara says, Amarle Ani Shone, Lakalabedis Achichal Rabbos Samumar. Yat Amras Hayumaridim? Gemara thinks that when you say Minim Masoros and Mumrim, the Mumrim, refer to mumar l'teyavon. There's a havamina that you can throw a mumar l'teyavon. You're supposed to throw a mumar l'teyavon into a pit. That is harsh. Right? We don't do it, l'halacha. Baruch Hashem. Right? But the Gemara says, because you're supposed to give the guy's Aveda back. If a Mumer LeTavon loses an Aveda, we have a limud that teaches us, a kol Aveda Sachicha, Rabos is a Mumer, that you have to return it. So the Gemara says, you have to return his Aveda, but you can throw him in a pit? Tosis, by the way, which we'll see probably next time because we're running out of time, says, I don't know. Not so sure those two things are incompatible. You have to give him back his Aveda, because maybe he'll have good kids.
The sequence is important.
That's true also. But you can throw him in a pit because he's irredeemable. Interesting. Tosis says, nah, it can't be in the end. But Tosis doesn't want to give it up. It's not like, I read the Gemara, I was shocked. Wait, is a Hava mean that a Mumer LeTavon, you can throw him in a pit? Right? Tosis is saying, okay, we'll give him back the Aveda and then we'll throw him in the pit. You know, the children will have a legacy so they can be good Jews. And he, has forfeited his chance. Right? We'll see in a moment. Not l'shitasa. So the Gemara says, Sami mikan mumar. Take out the word mumar. We don't throw him in the pit. By the way, the Me'iri al Atar, if you look at it, in the bottom of the page, 944, Yisraelim shepakru v'nasu minim l'avodisaz alilim v'mini avodizar v'masoros v'apikarsim him v'vazim v'samitzos derech pikur mutzal ha'zikam v'yadayim l'aridam l'bor takhtios avla meshumet v'achilas yisurim im l'tayavon yesh mefarshim shelo ma'alin v'lo moridin v'pnei shem danim osa madrega asroi v'hem adaka. Meaning, the halacha, Meiri thinks that, you know, you have to save him. But the Meiri has a view that he quotes, even according to the Maskatis, you don't throw him in the pit. But if he's in the pit, doesn't mean you have to bring him up either. All right? Wow. Samim mikan, right? It says, Samim, take out the word mumar. Tosa says, we'll fly 25. Nira the dafka legabi horod the labor b'sami Rav Yochanan mumar mila misanya b'hadi minim. Okay, I mean we don't throw him in the pit. Correct. The bottom last mar makom. Havel dvar machirim matzina b'kam makomos shona minim mumar miachad. You should know that a mumar l'tayavon is treated like a mumar l'achis with respect to other dinim. That's pretty harsh. You have to burn it. There's a tshuva of the Magen Avram. A comment of the Magen Avram in Simen, I think Lamed Tes, in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchos Tefillin, where he talks about, you know, who can write Tefillin, who can write a Sefer Torah. And in the end he says, but everybody seems to overlook this Tosis of Avodah Zarah that seems to say that a Mumer LeTayavon is Mufka from writing Tefillah. Rabbi Kivegar is a tshuva about a guy who, you know, he was a sofer, and then they examined the Tefillin that he had sold, and they found he didn't write anything on the Parshios. Put in blank pieces of paper. Meanwhile, he had written several Sefer Torah. Right? So they wanted to afterwards, in other words. So the question is, are you going to pass all the Sefer Torah now that we know that he is a mumar and that he cheated the guy when he wrote the Tefillin? So Rabbi Kivegar says, you know, what he did about the Parshios, which was reprehensible, that's Mumer LeTayavon. Right? Is a Mumer LeTayavon a min legabe Sefer Torah? Probably not. And then he says, but the Magen Avraham quotes this Tosis and says maybe he can't write Tefillin and Sefer Torah. Some people think that's not what Tosis means. They think it refers to Mumer LeHachas. The Pashas is on the Gemara Mumer LeTayavon. I'm trying to show there are lines in Horios and in Avodah Zarah and some Rishonim. We'll see more next time. That seem to suggest that a Mumer LeTayavon is a Gava Rasha. That he's more a Mumer than he is a LeTayavon. This might be, I'll stop here because it's late. This is the general impression, certainly, that you get from the Rambam. The Rambam does several things, so I'll just introduce some of them, and then we'll talk more about it next week. Look at Halacha Yudal. This is on page 1, line 8. Yisrael Mumel Averim and Averos. First of all, the phrase already is fascinating. What do you mean, Mumel Averim and Averos? Why does he phrase it that way? Talk about that next week, if I remember. But it also means that he's not talking about a Mumar Linevela Dafka. It's talking about a Mumar Ledavar Acher. Right? Hareza Shochet Lechatchila. He can do Shkita Lechatchila. Mitzorach Yisrael Kosher Livdo Kasasakin. As long as somebody checked the Sakin in advance. Achachach Yitnena Lemumar Zelishkot Ba. Who's he talking about? Mumel Achas or Mumel Teyavon? Clearly a Mumel Teyavon, right? But what's fascinating is that he doesn't say that. He just calls him a Mumer, Sab. Right? Yisrael Mumel Avera, Minu Averos, right? Also, he has to be a Mumcha. That's a problem. We'll see, get to that. Right? But it's clearly the case of Mumel Teyavon. Kaskasa Shenu Tarech Libdo. V'ima ya Mumel Avadazara o Mechal Shabbos Barahasio Apikores hu akofer b'tor b'moshe Rabbeinu k'moshe b'yarni b'chus tshuva hareo ka'akmo b'shkitasa nevela. What's missing the middle case? Mumel Hakas. The Ramach in his Perush on the Rambam says, is the Rambam talking about Mumel Hakas? And if not, where is Mumel Hakas? The Magen Mishnah, I think I have it here. Yeah. Divra Rabbeinu Stumin become upon him. Ach Shadin Zalon Yiskar B'Gemara, Elibim Mumar Ochon Develus L'Teyavon, Ukedarava. Mumar Rava Yisrael Mumar Ochon Develus L'Teyavon, Bodik Sakim, Minosan, and Mutalacho, Mishkitaso. Avalo Badak Minosan Ole Yishkot, Vimshachat Bodik Sakino Achom, Nimsasiafa, Mutalacho, Mishkitaso, Vimlav, also Lacho Mishkitaso, Arinira. Didn't Bodek Sakin lo itma ela ochel nevelus and teyavon davka for Rabbeinu kasva afilu lemumar averu min averos v'leidanu min olei v'od lo kasva Rabbeinu din ochel nevelus lahachis ma yehidino im yesogi bibidika sakin olo v'yosek kasha shibdi Rabbeinu kasav Yisrael mumar laveru min averos shayi mumcha lo huska bidika sakin kai gavna the esbiya mumcha, meaning the Rambam doesn't mention lahachis. He clearly is talking about the Teyavon, but he makes it seem like Istama Mumar. He doesn't even bother calling him a Teyavon. Strange. Why does the Rambam say you need to be a Mumcha? This is the Rambam's famous Shita that the Ra'ah picked up on, that the Rajba denied, even in the Rambam. And that is, there's a pool, Rob Mitzvah Neitzel Shkita Mumchen Hein. The Rambam's position is it doesn't apply to a Mumar. Why? Talk about that next week. But the biggest chiddush of the Rambam of all is that the Rambam is talking about a mumar l'teyavon, even though he doesn't say it, l'davar echad, and he's saying he's a mumar l'nevela. Not that shkitaso nevela, but that you need bodek sakin. Why do you need bodek sakin? We're not talking about a mumar l'nevela. We're talking about like a mumar l'orel. Let's go back to your case. The Rambam's saying, if you're a Mumar L'Orel, L'Teyavon, then you can be a Shochet, but only if you're both Sakin V'Nosein Lo. Says the Rush. Did I quote the Rush? Did I copy the Rush? I think I ran out of time when I was, you know, I was so concerned, you know, that you should not have to do this last minute. And we sacrificed on the Makoros themselves. Maybe I'll send it in for next week. But if you look at the Rush, you just look for 1 minute in the back. The Rush says, I don't know where the Rambam got it. The Rajma says, I don't know where the Rambam got it from. The Ran asks against the Rambam. All the notes that Kalim asks against the Rambam. A, where did he get it from? B, why is it true? So just look at the Rush. And he has an interesting line. Yeah, this is here on Daf A. Or so. Here. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. You have it here on Simon Zion. Amar Rav Yisrael Avarian Lechon Avelos Botkin Sakim Inosin Lo Mumta Lechon Mishkitaso. Correct? So look here. Okay, turn the page. Yeah. Turn the page 288, it says here. The Rambam Kosav, three lines down, four lines down. The Yisrael Avarian Lachas Min Averos, Torach Livdok Lo Sakin. The Afshir Savar, Kivin the Chazinan, Shele Tavoso over Achas Min Averos Shabbatora, Chashinan de Pokar, Shelo Le Troach Le Kayim Shum Mitzvah Kihil Chasa. Meaning, the Rosh is saying, like, well, what does this even mean? Like you say, he's a mummer la'orel because he—it's much more understandable, right? So what does that have to do with being? Why does he need bedika sakin for the vela? He's never gone to a McDonald's in his life that we know of. Says the Rosh. Well, if he's a mummer for anything, latayavon. Then we don't. He lost his cheskas kashrus and everything. Wow. The Magid Mishnah, with my episode next time inside, says I'm not even sure. He says, you know, there's a case missing in the Rambam. The Rambam is mechadesh this several chidushim. He doesn't mention tayavon. Calls him mumah. Right. He assumes that there's no din of rov mitzvin eitzel shchita mum kenein in a mum l'tayava. What? As we discussed. He doesn't mention l'hachas. Great. He doesn't even mention rava. What does the Rambam hold by a mum l'tayava? So most of the Nosek Kalim say, well, kol shekein. If a mum l'davar echad requires bedika sakin, then of course so does. I mean, but that isn't the question. So the Magid Mishnah says, yeah, that isn't the question. The question is, maybe he holds like a baya. That when it comes to Mubar La'oso Davar, given to Dosh, maybe Bedika Sakin doesn't even help him. Is it possible that the Rambam paskins against Rava? And paskins that Bedika Sakin is necessary, doesn't help you for Mubar La'oso Davar, and is necessary for Mumma L'davar Echad? L'teyavon? Wow. When Inuchos Shkogos and Inuchos Maisa Karbanos, when the Rambam brings the halacha of Mei Am Aretz, Prat L'mumar, Prat L'mumar L'teyavon, the Rambam says, Bein L'teyavon, Bein L'haches. A few other Rambams as well. So we'll talk next week. But the point to leave you with, I'll try to bring in the Ra, the Rajba, the Ran and others next week, also just 2 weeks from now, I'm sorry, when we finish this. But the bigger point just to think about is that there seems to be a massive debate already in the Gemara and then in the Rishonim that expressed itself in different ways. And that is like a very fundamental question about what it means to be an Oved Hashem. Right? And whether a Mumar L'Teyavon, you know, of course a Mumar L'Teyavon is somebody who's problematic. But is he fundamentally a Rasha and a Psalgavra and a Bogaid because the excuse of Yitzhar Tokfo, right, is dismissed given that it reflects a weakness, you know, a fundamentally inadequate approach to being a mitzvah? Or no, of course we're upset with him, but it's more pragmatic. You know, we see it in context. You know, we either remain optimistic about his fundamental status as a religious personality and give greater credence to the struggles that he's going through, you know, which makes him violate. Okay, we'll stop here and I'll leave you with one other question. Could it make a difference what he violates and how often he violates? That's another question. Like, would it matter if it's Yain Nesach, you know, an Isser Chum, or or how often he violates. Okay.